Good morning, Gina. This is Garrett West, pastor of First Baptist Gina, and this morning we'll continue exploring the question, who is Jesus? Currently, we're walking through key moments in his life and earthly ministry, focusing now on his parables. The next parables we come to in Matthew 13 are another pair, the parables of the hidden treasure and the pearl of great value. Here they are. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and covered up. Then in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys the field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls, who on finding one pearl of great value, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Now, just like with last time, we want to ask, what do these parables have in common? First, in both parables, the object being sought after is hard to find and very valuable. In the first parable, the treasure is hidden in a field. It's buried in the ground so that one can't see it without putting forth effort to find it. In the second parable, the pearl's being sought out by a merchant. If it was common, it wouldn't be valuable, so he has to search diligently for it. Number two, in both parables, the object being sought after is ultimately obtained. The man and the merchant both buy what they have found. And number three, in both parables, the object being sought after required selling everything in order to obtain it. Jesus uses almost the exact same phrase both times. Sells all that he has and buys. Sold all that he had and bought. So based on these similarities, what is it about God's kingdom that Jesus is communicating this time? First, no one accidentally enters the kingdom of God. It takes intentional direction to enter God's kingdom. Not everyone finds it or has it. That's one of the reasons it's so valuable. It also explains why so many people try so hard and give up so much to enter it. Some people live lives of extreme poverty, discipline themselves to live morally exemplary lives, perform religious rituals, and even blow themselves up in the pursuit of God's kingdom. Everyone knows it's valuable, but, and this is vital, not everyone has actually found it. There are many counterfeits out there. If you're going to pay the price, make sure you've actually found the real thing first. Second, we actually can enter God's kingdom. Many people live their lives dreaming of winning the lottery, or having that nice house or that nice car, but never actually acquiring any of those things. They're simply dreams. And dreams aren't meant to come true, right? They're just meant to give us enough hope to make it through another day. This is not true with God's kingdom. It actually can be acquired. It is a real hope, a tangible hope, that anyone can have. And third, the supreme value of God's kingdom surpasses everything. One cannot enter God's kingdom if something else is valued more highly, because the kingdom costs everything to be able to enter. Now that doesn't mean that all Christians literally sell all of their possessions. But it does mean that the Christian now lives as if God and his kingdom is the most valuable thing he or she owns, because it actually is. We don't put God's kingdom first just because we're told to. We do it because it's more valuable than anything else to us. When the man sold all that he had, he didn't do it begrudgingly. No, he did it with joy. If your sacrifices as a Christian don't evoke feelings of joy, it may be that you do not truly possess God's kingdom.